Yo, we live, Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Friday, February the 22nd. It's a special day. It's my birthday. And it's about 7:25 a.m. I've been getting a lot of birthday wishes and everything. And I just want to wish everybody a happy birthday who's born on this day and who's born in February, the greatest month ever. And I just want to talk real quick about perspective. You know, sometimes you have to get outside your comfort zone and talk to different people that you wouldn't normally talk to in order to gain a better perspective on life and things in general. And you know, what do I mean by that? Yesterday, I went to the dentist. As I'm driving up to the dentist's office, I'm behind a car. They got all these. I see this car got Vietnam veteran and all this army stuff. So immediately, I'm thinking to myself, this is a Republican, right wing, cracking it. You know what I'm saying? I pull up, a white lady get out, and you know, I'm immediately thinking that she probably racist. She had Confederate stuff on the back of her car, and I started talking to her. Well, she started talking to me, telling me she's going to be in a movie that comes out today. And Port Gibson called Son of a Gun. It's about, you know, the old times or whatever. And she was telling me about how her husband wrote books. If you want to check out any of his books, it's W.R. Benton. And he got about 60 books on Amazon that you can check out. He writing another book now as we speak. And one of his books is Black Mountain Man. Where he talking about this black dude who was a mountain man back in like the 1800s and who was just a bad motherfucker. But I'm saying all that to say this. My first impression of this lady was she probably racist, this, that, and the other, because when you see Confederate and, you know, by me being from the South, you see Confederate flags, this, that, and the other, and you just automatically assume, well, hey, they racist. And a lot of them are. But this lady wasn't, and she was just talkative, and her name was Melanie. Real, just great spirit. And she explained to me that, you know, she wear those Confederate dresses and, you know, she was in a Dixie parade and all that shit. But she just honoring her culture. She don't necessarily believe what they believed back then. But those people were her family and her ancestors, so she still respect it. And I can respect that. And I'm happy I had the opportunity to talk to this lady, because she gave me a new perspective on things. Just because somebody is, you see that rebel flag and Confederate and all that shit, they may not necessarily be a racist. They just probably honoring their ancestors, you know what I'm saying, the best way they can. You know, it's about 50-50. But you in life, you're going to have to reach across the aisle and talk to people that's different from you. And sometimes a lot different from you, to just gain different perspectives and respect them, be respectful towards them, and hopefully they be respectful towards you. But Yeah, I just wanted to speak on that. Happy birthday to everybody that's born on this day. Everybody that's born in February. I'm thankful and blessed to see another day. Hey, and I'm out.